God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. At this stage in my life, I'm sometimes discouraged by how little I know. There's so many things that you'd think by now I'd at least have some kind of an answer for, and I just don't. My 11-year-old can ask questions that his 40-something-year-old father cannot. It's much easier to ask questions than it is to know the answers to them, and just because I ask them does not necessarily mean I will have the answer to them. If I had 15 minutes with God, I wonder what questions would best be asked, what questions would make the most sense for me to ask. I wonder if you had 15 minutes in the audience of God, in some way that you could hear him audibly, I wonder what questions you would ask. If you had 15 minutes, all the mysteries of the world, all the mysteries of your life, all the curiosities of your life, what questions would you ask God? Well, I want to tell you something. All the things that you do not know, God does. All the questions that you have correspond to the answers God knows. So can God answer your questions? And the answer is yes. Will God answer every question? And the answer is clearly no. You know that from your own experience. But that's not to say that God can't and God won't answer our questions. In Judges 13, God sent a messenger to a man named Manoah and his wife to tell them of a child that God would give them, a special child, a deliverer. His name was going to be Sonny. His name was going to be Samson. And this Samson would be used by God in a special way to begin a deliverance of God's people Israel from their enemies. I love what the Bible says in verse 8 and 9 when the Bible says, "Then Manoah entreated the Lord," and verse 9, "and God hearkened to the voice of Manoah." You find this oftentimes in the Bible. Someone asks and God answers. God's ear is not shut merely because he has not opened an answer to you. So the question is, what questions can we expect answers to when it comes to our questions of God? Well, in verse 12 and verse 17, we have two questions Manoah asked. I think they had a lot of questions, but here are two of them. In verse 12, Manoah said, "Now let thy words come to pass. How shall we order the child, and how shall we do unto him?" He asks this question of the special messenger that the father had sent, that God had sent. Many believe this was a Christophany, an appearance of the Lord Jesus. And he asks this messenger, essentially, what do we need to do to honor God with this child? And the angel gave him a very quick answer. He basically restated what he'd already said in part to Manoah's wife in instructions of how to raise this child. So there was a very quick answer, a very complete answer, and a repetitive answer to Manoah's question. In verse 17, Manoah asks, it would seem, an even simpler question. Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, "What is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor?" Now that's such an easy question, one would think there would be no problem in giving an answer. But the angel of the Lord said unto him, "Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret?" I mean, when have you ever asked someone their name and not expected to get some kind of an answer? You don't expect people to be coy or to just not give you an answer to such a question. Now, there's probably more to this than we're going to go into at this moment. But suffice it to say, whatever else Manoah's intent, his question was one born of curiosity. In verse 12, his question was born of submission. God is not obliged to satisfy your curiosity, but he has obliged himself to give you the grace you need to respond to him in complete submission. What I'm saying is that anything you need to know in order to honor God, God will give you. Will God answer every question just because he wants to satisfy your curiosity? No. But will God provide every answer you need to do his will? The answer is yes. Submission often yields answers that curiosity cannot. So trust God, turn your questions towards him, and be encouraged that you'll know as much as you need to know to honor him with your actions and with your life.